Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
To rescue a great country now adrift, join me as together we seek a new vision for America. Today, I announce with God's help, with the help of liberty lovers everywhere, that I am putting myself forward as a candidate for President of the United States.
And they're off, right? second candidate to declare for the CEO of USA Incorporated. Welcome, my friends, the Robert Scott Bell Show, cranking it up another 2 hours of broadcast healing on Natural News Radio and GCN, our syndicator. As Rand Paul declares for the presidency after, what's that Canadian guy's name that already declared? what's his name? For president of Canada.
That Canada guy. God, what's his name? What's his name again?
Ted Cruz. That's it.
Ted Cruz. Oh, right. Yeah, Ted Cruz. Yes.
So those two are off and running against maybe Hillary. Who knows? Like, we need another Bush in the White House, right? Let's go. Hillary versus Bush. And they're freaking out. The neocons are going ballistic over Rand Paul not wanting to have a permanent state of war and to nuke the Middle East in its entirety, much less nation build. Because Rand Paul doesn't want a nation build, we're going to run political action, super PAC ads against him because he's dangerous. He doesn't believe like we believe, the neocons of planet Earth, who are also the neolibs that follow Hillary Clinton in many ways. Shapes and forms. So, welcome. That's a little political healing to start today. Also, a little acknowledgement to our board op, super board op. No, not super Don. Don's doing his thing, producing and everything else that he does. But it's Matt. Matt is taking off, you hoser. He's going to a place that's far warmer, at least for a couple of weeks, leaving GCN. Matt, we want to say thank you so that everybody hears. You know, you don't get a lot of accolades behind the board there, GCN, but thank you for all that you do. Yes,
well,
you're welcome.
I'll speak for Matt because I don't know that he's going to actually go on the air. But listen, having been in this business for a number of years now, board ops, it's quite often a very thankless job. There's a lot of work that goes on. You are multitasking like you would not believe, and it's not an easy job. Lots of long hours.
Lots of yelling. People yell at you if you're.
When you're doing great, you don't hear about it. But when you screw up, holy cow! So, again, I just want to throw my two cents in there and thank Matt too, and let him know that we appreciate him.
And Matt, we know where you're going. Take us with you. Just kidding. Have fun, buddy.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got. More medical kidnapping. We're going to talk about the Rango kidnapping case. We got the mom of the kids, and it's as outrageous as any, and it calls into question even some of my techniques, or maybe not, in how to prevent it. So we've got some important stuff to do today on the air. Yeah,
listen, I just saw something here. Breaking news.
What is it?
Roscoe P. Coltrane has passed away.
That was the guy from
Dukes of Hazzard.
Roscoe. That's right. Roscoe. That's
not his real.
That's his acting name. What was his real name?
Yes, his name is James Best. But
that's it.
You remember him as Roscoe P. Coltrane and his dog Flash.
Right, and he stuttered a bit in his character.
Yeah.
Right, I remember that.
Passed away at the age of 88. Anyway, 88. Okay.
Well,
sorry.
88 long years. I thought it was not a medical kidnap case.
No. Sorry.
Is the dog still alive? That's the question. Probably not.
Which dog? My dog?
No, yours, of course, is being kidnapped.
Barely.
Right now because it's in heat. In
yes,
heat.
Yes, yes, yes.
So do you have to hide the fire hydrants or what?
Yeah, well, I'll give you an update if something happens, but so far, so good.
Off the air, because it could be pretty graphic. All right, listen, back to Rand Paul running for president. Now, I even if Ron Paul were president, yeah, sure, some things were going to change, but I am not so, I don't have helium for brains. You know, it's not going to float me off to realize Rand Paul is running. Would I be most aligned with him so far? Absolutely. And we're going to go through some of the things he said. Maybe we don't agree with everything either, but I want to kind of set the stage here because we do integrate political healing into our discussion of healing on everything. The body politic is as sick as anybody out there. And perhaps Rand Paul can bring something to it. He certainly knows this stuff. I mean, remember when he was doing his filibuster over the unconstitutional spying issue?
Right.
13 hours, and he was just... And he wasn't reading Green Eggs and Ham.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah. and like you said, Cruz does some good stuff, too. Don't get me wrong. But he doesn't know the Constitution like Rand Paul does because he had to resort to reading his kids' bedtime stories from Congress. But Rand Paul went right through it all, and he actually did stuff, said stuff that meant something. So let's give a listen to some of the things he said in his speech today. As he was declaring to run for president of the United States Incorporated. Not that I would want to do that, but hey, man, if he's following his bliss, what is he going to do in Washington? Let's find out.
The Washington machine that gobbles up our freedoms and invades every nook and cranny of our lives must be stopped.
Yeah! All right, that's the rage against the machine. Yeah, the rage against the machine. Mm-hmm. That's a starting point. You got to rally the troops, don't you? You got to acknowledge the outrage and stimulate and say, yeah, the machine. It's got to be, something's got to be done, right? So a lot of people will agree with that in a general sense, but then there are still those that feel like everything can be fixed from that swampland that was reclaimed 10 miles square there in Washington District of Criminals, Columbia. We hold a different perspective here, and that's okay. You may hold a different perspective than we do here, and that's okay too, all right? But how can we become prosperous again? How can we actually help folks again when we are indebted beyond our next generations? Can we borrow and spend our way into prosperity?
We borrow $1 million a minute. This vast accumulation of debt threatens not just our economy, but our security. We can wake up now and do the right thing. Quit spending money we don't have.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting about that, Super Don, with borrowing our way into prosperity, as we borrowed our way and become indebted to China, China has taken all the money that it got from us, and guess what they're doing? They're building a navy that's taken over all of the oceans of the Pacific and all the territories that we once thought we would always be invincible. And they're basically going around the world buying up property, buying influence in governments, and they're using our own economic stupidity against us. The thing
yeah,
that
we
can borrow
away. We basically
away.
Have bankrolled the effort.
Yeah, we bankrolled our own, let's say, you know, I'm not into being an empire, but if you are, you know, the U.S. has got to be the world superpower, the only one. Well, say goodbye to that, folks, because by borrowing your way into debt that can never be repaid, those governments who you might consider enemies, maybe slash trading partners at the same time, are going to take advantage, as China is, quietly. They're not out front declaring it. Like they're not like Putin kind of trying to rattle the cage. They're just quietly taking over the world with your money. I hope you feel good about that. And the neocons, just don't get that concept that Rand Paul just said. Borrowing yourself into such debt is a security issue because you can't fund the one constitutional aspect of government, which is national defense, when you can't pay for the soldiers, when you can't pay for the aircraft carriers, and when that happens, when the money comes due. So can we balance a budget? Is there such a thing?
Congress will never balance the budget unless you force them to do so. Congress has an abysmal record with balancing anything. Our only recourse is to force Congress to balance the budget with a constitutional amendment.
You know, that's an interesting concept, a constitutional amendment to balance the budget. But it's not likely to happen. I don't think so. Because it's always been, at least since 1933, we've been living in a state of emergency under bankruptcy clauses of the reorganization. Yes, the United States Incorporated went into Chapter 11, basically. And we've been there ever since. Therefore, we're operating not under constitutional authority, but under bankruptcy and maybe even receivership. And because of that, as I said, you won't be able to pay for the defense that you think you'll be able to pay for indefinitely. John McCain, who wants to bomb Iran and anything else that gets in his way. And then we look at the enemy, the perpetual warfare. And here's where Rand Paul's going to have some trouble. So he's going to have to give some red meat for the Republican warmongers among us. And if there are any here, I'm not sure. But here's what he says.
The enemy is radical Islam. You can't get around it. And not only will I name the enemy, I will do whatever it takes to defend America from these haters of mankind.
So Rand Paul, unlike his dad, says the enemy is radical Islam. I think his dad would say the enemy is us. You know, the enemy is living unconstitutionally, abandoning principle. But Rand Paul is not going to get the nomination for the Republican Party unless he can talk like a neocon a little bit. Enough to assuage some of the Republicans that could be swayed a little bit, as long as they feel Rand Paul's willing to bomb the radical Islamists out there. Now, am I saying that there is no such thing as a radical Islamic terrorist? No, that's not what I'm saying. But it isn't simply because you can point to their religion as the cause of it. There are a whole lot of people in Islam, Muslims, that have no interest in blowing anything up. That is the truth. And there's a whole lot of Christians, a whole lot of Jews, etc. And then they're among all of these things. Now, can you say that most terrorism may be coming from that religion? Perhaps. But is that truly the enemy? Or is it that we've created enemies by nation building around planet Earth? By being everywhere where we don't belong? Well, the one thing, Rand Paul, we do agree with him on is that whole phone records issue. I don't have time to play the audio, but he says it's none of the government's damn business what you're doing on your cell phone. And, of course, he might win a lot of people on the left with that one as well. Can he bring enough people together to become nominated for the Republican Party? We'll see. We'll keep covering it. Hey, we got phone calls coming in, Super Don. You got to do a phone call, maybe follow up on a question of the day from yesterday. All right, stick around.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, it's the website called robertscottbell.com. You can go there now, click to the links, see what we're talking about, what we plan to talk about, including some questions of the day as well. And if you haven't started watching The Quest for the Cures Continues, The Truth About Cancer, I have a link. Just click on the link there as well. I think episode 11 or something is coming up, or 8. I'm not sure. It's going so fast. But there's a 50% off deal as well. If you click through, you can get a hold of if you want to get all of the episodes, which are awesome. Awesome. Speaking of awesome, Leanna Werner Gray is going to be joining in studio tomorrow, right?
How did I know you were going to say that?
And when I hear awesome, certain things I hear her voice. So we got that going on. Who's else voice we got? So Rand Paul running for president. Not a big surprise. Listen, I'm glad he's in there for the very least, so that it's not going to be the same old neocon and neolib talking points. Because as long as his dad was around and they both have a rooted understanding of a lot of things that most politicians were never exposed to. Like I said, to be able to talk 13 hours without having to resort to green eggs and ham, pretty impressive.
That's true. Although, listen, in talk radio, please, should you feel like you want to read green eggs and ham in Congress, we do appreciate that from time to time.
Yeah, it brings some great joy and humor, right? The audio is great for us in that case. Audio is good. Phone calls are great, too. 866-939-2355. One coming in.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Richard Pearl, one of the three aminos. Hey, Liam. This is a happy birthday message, late as it is, for Robert Scott Bell, both of them. Have a wonderful, absolutely wonderful birthday past. Think of it sort of like Christmas ghost of the future. So anyway, wonderful birthday to you. I think you owe me some birthday wishes as well. Huh? This is Richard Pearl saying hello to Robert, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and Happy Birthday. Talk to you soon. By the way, who's your daddy?
Oh, my gosh. It's good old Richard Pearl be late for his own funeral, calling up 2 months too late, at least.
2 months. All right.
2 months too late, right?
Well,
he's a funny guy.
But, no, now listen, though. He is efficient. He's efficient as well, because if you notice, in the same phone call, he took care of your two-month-old birthday and Christmas and Happy New Year's. Not, so he's covered now for the rest of the year.
He forgot Easter and Passover, though, so he's not all there. Yeah, Richard's a funny guy. Didn't you call, because when you set up my birthday call in February there, and you had all of those folks that called in, you let him know, too, didn't you?
You know what? I called so many people and messaged so many people, I can't remember exactly everybody that I contacted.
But I'm certain that you contacted him. And, of course, now he responds 2 months later, because that's consistent with our good buddy Richard Pearl. If you're down there in South Florida, Simply Natural Health Food Store or Simply Natural Restaurant, all organic, say hi to Richard. He might even show up before it closes. Oh, what a funny guy. And, yes, we've done some shows together where even Liam cringes and goes, oh, my gosh, did you hear what Richard Pearl said? So it's been a while since.
I think everybody cringes on those there. But, you know, it's only because you guys are talking about stuff that everybody else wishes they could talk about.
Yeah, well, you know? Exactly. I mean, you know, political correctness is... I don't try to be politically correct in any way, shape, or form, but I do. I am a sensitive guy, you know, and certain things I know have offended certain members of our audience. It's not necessarily my intent to do so, but occasionally it's going to happen, and you know, I think we're adults enough to deal with it, right?
There are some things that we can't talk about because we're on the radio. I mean, there's laws against these things, you know?
So. Yeah, there are restrictions. Hey, yesterday I ran out of time. I'm probably going to do it again, but there was that lady, Cynthia, was asking about the gum health and teeth health because... She was doing so many toxic things to kill every microbe in her mouth and her alimentary canal. I was like, no, she's gone overboard. And I mentioned to do some oil pulling. I don't know if I use the term with coconut oil. That's a great, great technique. And as far as other things, neem extract, there are Ayurvedic herbs that are great for the gums. If you want some antimicrobial activity, rinse your mouth out with a silver hydrosol. You know, it's not going to be devastating to the good oral health, and in fact, it'll reduce inflammation of your gums and accelerate regeneration of gum tissue. Remember, Dr. Nick Gonzalez uses it for his patients when they have gum issues. He'll actually use the Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel right on the gum line, even though it's technically for external use only, but it's safe. It's a homeopathic remedy.
Anyway, Scotch whiskey works good, too.
Scotch whiskey for what? To forget you have gum disease?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Just wipe it all out. Just bam.
All right. Let's have a happy segment next. Shall we have a happy segment?
Let me get the Scotch whiskey. Hold on.
That's not a Scotch whiskey happy segment. So what's another word for happy? It's one syllable. It starts with G. Oh, man, there's too many discriminators. We may not survive this next segment, Super Don. But we'll try.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My good buddy Paul Bergero is back with some great news, even greater news about Echo Water and the science behind it.
Absolutely. You know, we talk about GMOs a lot. Studies are showing that in certain individuals, GMO foods are causing gut issues. And effectively, when the gut is damaged, these children can't produce gastric ghrelin, which is very important. And so autism is being tied to a lack of gastric ghrelin. But consumption of water with H2 gas, molecular hydrogen, increases ghrelin production, and they're seeing huge benefits to autistic children where it's actually reversing.
Molecular hydrogen is going to be helping a lot of folks.
Oh, yeah.
Echo Water can be found at robertswater.com, 800-337-7017. Free installation included and a forever warranty?
Yes, forever warranty, parts, labor, and shipping, as well as a 30-day money-back guarantee.
All right, plug into the H2 like I have. Call them 800-337-7017.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to
protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Sure, I talk about, you know, not offending people on purpose, and then we go into a story or a series of stories that are definitely going to offend lots of people. Thanks a lot, Super Don.
You know what? No. Listen,
what?
Listen.
What?
If this offends you, I want you to call into the show and tell me why. Okay? Mm-hmm. Seriously. I mean, if this offends you, what we're about to say here, then you and I need to sit down and have a talk, okay? I'm glad you're listening to the show, if this offends you, because you're going to learn something this segment.
Right. Well, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, ask for Super Don when you call.
Oh, you wimp. What a wuss you are.
Oh, come on, man. Well, you know, the whole idea, what offends me is that people, gay or straight, ask permission of the government to get married. That offends me, okay? All right, out in the open now. Now that we can move on, we do have some really gay stories to cover. All right? I'm just saying. We got to do it. because there's an uproar over gay pizzas and anti-gay cakes and weddings that are for or against certain things. I don't want turtles coming to my wedding. I don't know. I'm so confused at this point. And it's like, and it's all one big or major distraction from what's really important. And maybe some of the stuff that Rand Paul was talking about, maybe a little bit more important about, you know, budgeting, right? You won't even have the budget to buy a gay cake if you want one, if we keep going in the direction we're going. But, all right. Having said just, that, I just, what?
Just the term. I mean, I can't get past a gay cake?
A gay cake, yeah.
What is a gay cake?
I know. I mean, is the flower, does the flower start out gay? Does it start heterosexual? Does it become, I just don't know. I don't know the answer to this.
Did it choose to be gay, or was it made that way? I don't know. It's strange. But listen, all of this gay food talk in the news, I think it started, and you know what, believe it or not, Robert, listen to this. As I was doing a little bit of research for this topic for the show today, I cannot believe how many gay cake stories there have been in the news over the years. I'm not kidding. I mean, I found a news report out of the UK about a guy that was trying to make a cake, and somebody wanted a gay cake, and he didn't want to make it, and it went to court and all this stuff. What is it with cake?
I don't know. I mean, cookies would have been a little less harmless. I don't know. More harmless. I don't know. But first, do we start with the pizza, or do we start with it? Because we got some audio here to play.
Yeah. Okay. So let's start with the pizza. All right. There's this pizza place in Indiana that I believe it was a lesbian couple.
Okay.
Wanted to have the pizza place cater their wedding reception, and the pizza place declined.
Hold on. Super done. They're not wanting any special designs on the pizza pie, right? They want pizza at their wedding.
All they wanted was pizza at their wedding reception. Basically, the owner of the pizza place said that they did not want to do it because when they do something like that, they feel like they are participating in the wedding and their religious beliefs made them feel like they could not support that. Yeah.
So they felt like they were endorsing the marriage by providing pizza to it. All right.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's right or wrong, but can I play the audio from the news story?
Yes, here's Fox News.
I want to hear this.
Yeah, Kelly, what's-her-face, talking about the story.
Megyn Kelly.
After the owners of Memories Pizza and Ice Cream in the small town of Walkerton, Indiana, answered a hypothetical question honestly and told a TV crew they would say no to catering a gay wedding because of their religious beliefs. The fury that has followed has forced that business to shut its doors and set off a new debate about which side is being intolerant.
Those gay supporters, those gay people, are being so intolerant. They're causing this situation for this pizza place that they've had to shut their doors. I mean, that is the peak, the pinnacle of intolerance, forcing a business to shut their doors.
Wait. Because they were it sounded even like it was more theoretical, although they answered honestly that they didn't feel like they could do it because of their belief system.
No, I mean, geez. Yeah. You know, what kind of country do we live in where, you know, if you say that you are against gay marriage, that people will protest, people will, you know, they'll stop going to your business, or they'll cause you, you know, a situation where you'd have to shut your doors. You know what? I don't agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's going a little bit far, but man, you know, Fox News nailed it. I mean, the people that support gay marriage, they are extremely intolerant, aren't they? Man, I tell you.
Isn't that interesting? It's kind of throwing a little monkey wrench into the thing. What about making a cake, though? Is there any parallel here?
Here we've got a cake situation. Mm-hmm. Nope, not pizza. Now we're cake.
Yeah.
And this guy, and this was kind of a publicity stunt, really. This former pastor calls up a cake place and orders an anti-gay cake. Okay, not a gay cake. There's no different kind of cake. It's anti-gay.
What is the food coloring somehow? I don't know.
Yeah.
So instead of saying, I want a cake for a gay marriage, I want a cake that says I'm against gay marriage. That's basically what I'm understanding here.
Correct. Here's a news report on the bakery that refused to make the anti-gay cake.
New tonight, a cake controversy. A local baker says she's getting death threats because she refused to make a cake with a message against gay marriage.
The man who placed the order recorded it, then posted it online.
Oh.
Well, okay. Oh, man. So they're getting death threats from who? Who would do that?
These would be the people. Now, get this. The guy mm-hmm. who posted this online is a former pastor. He's basically trying to make a point that, you know, on the one side, there was a baker in, I believe it was in Colorado, that did not want to make a cake for a gay wedding, but mm-hmm. it was decided by a court that he had to. So this pastor said, I'm going to call and make a point. So now I'm going to call the bakery and say, I want anti-gay cake. And the bakery says, no, I'm not going to do it. So he's going, well, wait a minute. If you can force people to make a gay cake, how come you can't force somebody to make an anti-gay cake?
I know this is above my pay grade. I mean, it's literally over my head. I'm just, my head's spinning on this one. Mm. Like, this is so bizarre. If the government can force you to make a cake against your will, then they can force you to make a pizza against your will. I just don't like the use of force. I would rather see the people who discriminate right out front go, I don't want to be a patron of that pizza place. There are kind of 100 other pizza places. It's not like, you know, there's only one kind. There's a monopoly on pizza, and it's pro-gay or anti-gay. I want to leave it at that. Do you have anything else to say on it? Because I could just
well,
assume, you know.
I'm going to say this. Mike Adams came out with an article talking about the gay, I think it was the gay pizza, and he made a good point. And listen, here's the thing: it's easy to get pulled into the left, you know, gay, anti-gay, abortion, anti-abortion, gun, anti-gun. What are we talking about here? We're talking about a paradigm that we've talked about all the time, that I am guilty from time to time getting sucked into because it's an emotionally charged issue. It's logic, anti-logic issue, for me. But really, what's really going on here? While everybody's jumping up and down about gay cake, what's happening in the background that everybody's not paying attention to?
How about the vaccine mandate issue in California, SB 277? Right now, it's teetering on the edge, and it may pass, which would mean no religious exemptions, no philosophical exemptions. Good luck getting a medical exemption. That's going to be a disaster for California. All of my friends and loved ones out there, get out of California. It's going to fall into the ocean if this thing passes. This is ridiculous, what's even being considered here. Other states have backed down. California right now, there are so many Democrats that have committed to this that they're absolutely pharmaceutical dummycrats at this point. That's all I can say. And if I offended any California dummycrats, you should be offended by your behavior in trying to force families, moms and dads, to accept a medical experiment that can kill their child. There is evidence of harm. There's not. So don't talk to me about gay pizzas and gay cakes. That's inconsequential relative to the real issues that are going on. And that's only one of many that we'll get to. Hey, we got a phone call coming in. Yeah, we do. This is Eric, I believe, from Pennsylvania. If this thing works, I'm going to see. Tell me if we can pull Eric up in Matt. Can you help me bring that in? Yeah, Eric's here from Pennsylvania. You got a question about homeopathic remedies or a comment about homeopathic remedies, Eric?
Hey, Robert, can you hear me? Hello?
I can. Yes, I can.
All right. Sounds good. I'm calling in regards to the FDA assaulting and attacking the homeopathic community trying to pass new regulations. They have a really bad, all of a sudden, need to push and do like a quick, almost no time for the public to respond type of situation.
Sure. I've actually put in the show notes today at robertscatbell.com. Our friends for the Alliance for Natural Health have put out a big alert. FDA may be preparing an attack on homeopathy. They are holding a public hearing later this month. Because somebody doesn't like homeopathic medicine, it's probably taking some of the profits out of the pharmaceutical industrial complex and putting it into a safe medicine that is regulated as a drug in the United States that has protection via an act of Congress, the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act of 1938. So it's going to take an act of Congress to overturn it, but I am glad, Eric, that you're aware of it, and we're putting more information out about it. so that they don't pull a fast one somehow overnight and have Congress overturn the entire Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act and then ban homeopathy as a legally recognized drug medicine in the United States.
Okay, very good. Yeah,
so
thank you.
Check that out. We're going to keep you informed on that as well. We'll probably pull somebody in from the Alliance for Natural Health in the next week,
Robert,
or two.
An interesting thing about the homeopathy thing, people have been going after homeopathy for years. And what is it they always say? They always
there's
nothing in it. See, it's just there's nothing there.
Yeah.
And you know what? My question is, you know, we've seen studies where they have proved that placebos work sometimes even better than the medicine in the study.
Right.
And so, listen, Mr. Science Nerdhead, okay, if there's nothing in it, that would make it a placebo.
Yeah.
So if science has proven that placebos work, then the way I see it, science has proven that homeopathy works.
Nailed it. Yeah, you know what, actually, you had the Velociraptor doing that, didn't you? An image that you
did. Yes,
I used that at the Alliance for Natural Health UK seminar when I was Hey, Izzy's going for it. He loves when I do that. But I actually used that, and I pointed that out to the doctors in England because there's a lot of anti-homeopathy phobia there as well. All right, Eric, thanks for calling in. We got lots more healing to go. The HuffPo taking on anti-vaxxers with some audio clips after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business. You can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid in regular and extra strength. Our Silver Soap, made with all-natural organic ingredients, leaves your skin clean and refreshed. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog. 844-USE-SILVER. Or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only One Silver Solution.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
Hey, Super D, do we have Doc Newsom scheduled? I keep trying ever since before I left for London to get him back on.
We had some crossed wires there somehow before you left for the UK, but I have been in contact, and I believe we will have him in the next day or two.
Dude, I miss Doc Newsom. He's awesome. So anyway, if you haven't gotten some Super Earth energy lately, please do. And you can go to drnuzum.com, drnuzum.com. Also, digestive detox, do some healing of the gut, like we love to do here, as well as Inflammagon. Get rid of the inflammation. So there you go. Now, getting rid of the inflammation, we can't do it at the Huffington Post, because the Huffington Post likes to inflame things that they have no earthly idea about. And their latest at HuffPo is incredible. They're trying to attack what they call anti-vaxxers, right? We know that we're not necessarily anti-vaxxers. We've talked about that. The way that vaccines are today, forget about it. Forget about it. It's so dangerous. It's ridiculous. But, of course, they won't acknowledge that we've said it, and if they do, they'll try to ridicule us. So here's a HuffPost thing, and we've got some clips we'll play to see how well they do. They like this comedy troupe called No Pants Productions or something.
Girl Pants Productions.
Yeah. They say, here's how anti-vaxxers actually sound. So they've kind of tried to make it funny. So let's give them a chance to see if they can prove a point here.
I stopped giving my kids salads because there's no evidence that says that salads don't lead to obesity.
Huh? What? You stop? Have you ever met somebody that doesn't vaccinate that says, I stopped giving my kids salads too?
Don't lead to obesity.
And there's no evidence.
This is like people who don't support vaccines. Mm-hmm. How?
Yeah, because, you know, the irony of that one is that the people have stopped vaccinating partly because there's no evidence to show the vaccines actually prevent disease, interestingly enough. So that kind of backfires on them. Let's hear
weird.
This one, though.
Okay.
Yeah, really weird. What about the sun?
Oh, I've got sunblock, Mandy. Oh, no. That's poison for your skin.
It is. The stuff in sunscreen. Read Dr. Michael Hollick's The UV Advantage, and you'll learn the stuff in sunscreen skin cancer.
You know what?
Yeah.
Just go search the studies yourself. Yeah. I mean, there is peer-reviewed science out there on ingredients in sunscreen that have caused cancer.
Right. Well, I mean, there's got to be something that this No Pants production says that's right. Let's find out if this one it doesn't.
I don't believe in microwaves. My son used one, and now he's gay.
Really?
Oh,
they're linking microwaves to gayness. Maybe we should send them out for a gay pizza.
They thought it was funny, obviously.
Yeah, it's so funny. People are still using microwaves? Oh, jeez, man. We've got a lot of...
No, if you're anti-vaccine, you must be homophobic.
Yeah.
That's basically what it's saying, right?
This one's great. This next one's really awesome because they're going to bust us for actually saying that there's nasty stuff in those bottles of water that you buy from the supermarket.
Wait. Aren't you afraid of how many toxins are in that?
It's water.
Yeah, bottles.
It's water.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's water. And we've already referenced that. Thousands of chemical constituents in addition to the water because the plastics outgas into the water. And we've talked to Paul Barichero many times. In fact, if you go to robertswater.com and download the free ebook, you'll see the scientific reference points that reference exactly how many thousands of nasties are in that water that she's like, oh, it's just water. You know, these people are really ignorant. Bit ignoramus.
Well, you know what? Those stupid people saying that there's stuff in the water. I mean, you know, it's those people like at the NIH and the people at the FDA. Those idiots. But, wait a minute.
Oh, listen to this one. Listen to this one. They're really stretching it far here. Again, you know, let it burn, baby, burn.
I'm going to call the fire department. No, don't worry. It'll burn itself out, all right? This is my property. I decide what happens to it.
Yeah, but it could spread to other homes.
Yeah, well, then I'm doing them a favor, all right? Every home needs to learn how to burn.
Oh, you hear what they did there. They're equating having a chicken pox party or a measles party with burning down your home. The irony here, of course, is that if you're basically healthy in the West, how many of those kids that got measles that they claim came from Disney died? How many of them? None of them.
You know, something else that spreads like fire is laughter from good humor, but unfortunately, not happening in this case.
It wasn't very funny. You can check it out. We have it linked. You can make your comments known. Next hour, we got the Rango family kidnap, medical kidnap update. Also, NBC's Law and Order going after the people who question vaccination. Could it be a script written by the CDC? More questions of the day as well. In the meantime, tell your friends, robertscottbell.com. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.